This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of 180 Degrees.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to talk to you again.
Right? It's so great to be live in studio. I really love Mondays. They totally are fun days.
You're so corny.
I really am. I spent my entire childhood with cornrows. Something had to happen to my sense of humor. Oh my goodness, you guys. Unfortunately, Inga is not with us today. She is just feeling a little under the weather, so she could not make it into studio.
But she will be back next week, so you can miss her this week, but she'll be back soon enough.
So true, so true. We have such a fun show packed up for you guys. We have a flourishing financial flourishing tip that is very vital for you guys, a Bible fact that is just very interesting, actually. I quite like it. And then a groovy movie, a happy health tip, and an interview with Mr. Fagan Henry, who we have had on the show before. But today he'll be talking about his business, Cairo Blinds, how it's been affected by COVID. He has some inspirational words for you guys. You do not want to miss it.
He's an incredibly inspirational person, so I'm really looking forward to the interview.
Same, I really am. You guys would not want to miss it. If you do happen to miss it, you can check it out on our podcast, which will be available in 2 days, and you can check that out on our website. But as for now, let's just listen to this groovy tune as we wait for the show to start.
All right, now it is time for our financial flourishing tip. Tonight is tracking your finances. Before you can set up a budget and start following it, you need to start tracking your finances. This means looking at all of your incomes and spending. That's bills, rent, food, phone, internet, and donations. Everything you spend money on in a month. There are some things you can't save money on, like, for example, your rent, which you're locked into with a contract, or your phone contract. Once you have everything set out, you can see what you are overspending on and should consolidate or save on. Then the budgeting process can begin. Kind of things that you can consolidate is something my parents realized is they have multiple phone contracts which Wow. weren't being used anymore because they took out for internet for my sister and I. So they were like, oh, we can close these up and save a couple hundred rand a month. So just be very aware of what you're spending money on and what you're using and then start getting rid of those overspending things.
So true. This is a very good way to make sure you start using your money wisely, because when you budget and you actually look back at your bank statement and you see all the little things you've spent money on, you'll realize that the bulk of your money has gone towards things that cost maybe like 20 rand. Like you bought like 20 things that cost 20 rand.
Got coffee a bunch of times unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. But besides that, like there are other things, like I mentioned the multiple phone contracts, which you might not be aware of, which might just be an auto deduction from your account. So remember to check those as well when you're setting up your income and your spending.
So true. Thank you so much for that financial flourishing tip, Amy. It was quite insightful. So let's head on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Groovy movie, all Rudy.
Hey!
A wap-a-di-di-da-ba-di bamboo.
Boom!
Time to watch the movies.
Now, welcome to the groovy movie section of the show. You already know what's going to happen because you heard the ID, but this one is quite an old groovy movie.
Don't call it old. This is the first CD I owned.
Well, the first CD you owned was hella old then, because this one came out in like, what, the 70s?
My mom bought it for me, so I am 25, but this is a great CD. Don't be mean.
It really is. No, I love it. I love seeing like musicals of it. I love seeing the actual film. It's a great show. It's quite interesting. So if you guys have any idea what it is, I was really feeling this song. I was thinking about it this past week. Please send us the answer to 081-729 1657. We would love to get an answer from you guys, and we really, really hope that you know Amarain's first CDs musicals just like that. So anyways, listen up, you guys. 180 Degrees on Radio K Pulpit 729 AM.
Visit our website now, www.imymovements.co.za.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just brought the heat musically here on 180 Degrees with that fantastic tune. But before we listen to that one, we listen to another song that was a part of this week's Groovy Movie. And it is quite a bop. In fact, I wish we could play it on radio. I really do.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to be listening to it all the way home, karaoke-ing it.
Yes, oh, as you should. I think I will too as well. But I'm just going to give you guys the answer because I just cannot simply talk about this song without mentioning its name much longer. So this week's Groovy Movie was Hopelessly Devoted to You from the 70s classic Grease. It was quite a nice song. All of you guys who guessed correctly can give yourselves a pat on the back. You indeed. Ooh. Yes, no good cinema. Thank you, Amarain, for cheering on the winners. We know that you're in their corner. Yes, let's go straight on into the interview. I'm quite excited.
180 Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
So we are just about to start our interview. And you guys, like I mentioned before, this is a very exciting one. Fortunately, we've had this guest on before. We are talking none other to the Fagan Henry. Now, he is the owner of Kairos Blinds, and he'll be speaking to us a little bit about his business that he has started and how COVID has affected this business and the way he does things and various other things. So I just like to say good evening, Mr. Henry. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I love Monday so much. So I just I just like to ask you if you can tell us a little bit about Cairo Blinds.
So thanks for having me. And also thanks to Inga that is not with us, but I believe that she's still in. So Cairo Blinds is a company that basically started about 6 years ago. I was a manager of a blinds manufacturing company, and I was basically the face of the company, and that's how I got to know the ins and outs of the blinds industry. But before that, I was I'm a qualified chef. I can cook, and so that is how I basically then felt the need to start something else because hospitality industry is time consuming. You are limited by basically by doing what you really want to do. Besides, I had a passion to cook, and I just couldn't take the shifts anymore, the hours, and I told myself I need to do something different, and I prayed about it. And basically, God just opened the door for me to be a manager of this company. And I worked for the company about a year and a half. And there were some complications with the business. And myself and the boss, we came to agreement that I'm going to go on my own and do my own thing. And he actually encouraged me to do it as well. Excuse me. And then I started off with basically with working from home, and I started off with nothing, just my clientele. And my clientele, basically, they all supported me because I was the face of the company that I worked for before. They didn't want to work with anybody else but with me. And it's not like I contact them and I told them I'm starting my own thing. They just asked for pay again because I build that clientele to the extent where my relationship with my clients wasn't just a buy and sell, but we became friends. Mm. we became very close, and I've been just, the businesses took off after that a month later, 2 months later. It was about three months into my business. Doors just started to open. Mm. I then got a call from this one client in Paul. It's like a tech company that they do coding. And I went to do the blinds, and the CEO of the company called me into the office, and they spoke to me, and they're like, they would really like to invest in my business. And I'm like, invest in the business? Like, what do you mean by invest? You know, when somebody says, I want to invest in the business, it's like, what are you talking about? And then they asked me that, what equipment do I need to make my business more stable? And they told me to make a wish list. And I made a wish list. And I gave them the wish list. Probably a week later, everything on the wish list was in front of me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? Look at God.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what? I thought it was like some sort of prank or something, but or some sort of Leon sister joke.
When he said he wanted to invest in your business, yeah, he was being very honest.
Yeah, like, and they said we're investing, but we don't want anything back. How amazing.
Right?
How amazing is that? Yeah, like they, all they said was just whatever you do, just do it at your best of ability. Whatever you do, just be the person you are, and to provide for your family, and just for the honest person you are, because in the business world, and especially as a child of God as well, I can't do business the way the world do business. I need to do business the way the Bible says I must do business. You know what I mean? And,
yes.
And out there, there's a lot of sharks out there. They speak about the sharks, and they eat each other out there alive and all those things. And I've experienced it myself in the business. And it's been now 6 years that Colors Blinds is trading now. My business, that same company registered my business. They set my own domain up. They set my own website up.
Wow.
They gave my own blueprint to my business cards, my flyers, everything. Like you name it, to start the business all from scratch, they did everything for me. And that... Pardon?
No, I was just going to say that it just really shows you that when God tells you to do something, no matter how scary it is, he really rearranges everything to work in your favor. And that's really one of the best confirmations that you really are walking in what God has asked you to do.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, in that time, I was planning on getting married. And, yeah, I was working I was working an 8-to-5 job, getting a stable income. And here I have to tell my fiance back then, which is my wife today, praise God, that I'm going to quit the job and I'm going to start doing my own thing. And that for me, I just had, it was probably like it was just the boldness of God that just gave me that utterance just to stand. Because you know what? You also don't want to disappoint the people around you, that sort of a thing. You know, the flesh wants to kick in and say that, you can't do this. You know, you're going to fail. You're not going to achieve what you want to achieve in going on your own, in doing this business. But then I just heard the Lord say that my time for you is now. And that's where the name comes in, Kairos Blinds, God's time, which means which is God's time. Kairos, that Kairos moment. If I had to say no, I would have missed my Kairos moment, and that's why my business is called Kairos Blinds. And because I'm never late, I'm never early, I'm always on time.
What a beautifully inspired name, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then my fiance back then, which is my wife today, she supported me. She supported me in this whole process and just following it through and just encouraging me just to be steadfast, just to remain in faith. And because she studied back then, she studied HR, so she also gave me that moral support in that backing of the business in how to do certain things, because in HR they taught her everything of how to operate the business, because that's basically the backbone of a business is HR as well. And so that was also a blessing for me, so I didn't have to go to the whole 9 yards of going to go study HR, but she basically gave it to me on a silver platter. But that same company also, they paid for a course that I did at University of Cape Town.
Wow.
The course was about 15,000 rand, and it was a 3 month course, business course. And like everything just started to fall into place. And Carlos Blind had its ups and its downs. But one thing that God reminded me was that you're only a steward of what I've given to you. You're only a steward of this business. This is my business. You're a steward.
Yes.
I can say that I'm the founder of this business. I can say that I'm the boss of this business. But ultimately, God is the source of my income.
Amen.
If it wasn't for God, then I would have never had Kairos clients today.
Yes.
And the thing is, it's easy to lean onto the arm of the flesh, you know, and the Bible says, do not lean onto the arm of the flesh, because I can't say for one month or week that I don't have business. Even during lockdown, I still have business.
Mm.
I still have
really?
Business, you know.
Yeah, we wanted to ask, so how did COVID-19 affect your business? So you've mentioned that even during lockdown, you still have business. So could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. You know, I can only speak from a Christ perspective. You know, I can only glorify God in this. Because it's, like I say, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's only by the Spirit of God that my business is sustained. You remember when we went to level 5 lockdown, where everything was shut down completely?
It was hectic.
Like it was just chaos all over South Africa. And I had a client that actually, like our first month, like, you know, you had like your nest egg, and if things is going a bit wobbly, you can always go to your nest egg. And we were like just basically living off our nest egg. And then that same week, I had a client contact me and say, "Hey, Fagan, I know I told you that I'm going to do blinds in May. I just want to stick to my word. I'm going to pay the full amount into your bank account, and then you can do my blinds after lockdown."
Wow. That is...
You can do my blinds off the lock, and I was like, what?
Right?
Like supernatural provision myself and my wife, the experience. And plus, my wife was also pregnant with our son.
Mm.
And there was so much happening, that we could only look to Jesus, which is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So I can't say that the lockdown or this pandemic affected my business in any sort of way, because I kept my eyes focused on Jesus, which is the author and the perfecter of my faith. And till this very day, I can only say that, you know what, I haven't done anything, but Jesus has done it all for me, you know.
I know that.
Even now with level 4, that we're still on level 4, it's been, God still provides, you know. I said on our page last week or 2 weeks ago, I posted a video saying that, you know what, when we do things out of self, we will have to maintain it, and when we will have to sustain it, and then also when we've done sustaining it, we will then have to maintain it. Yes. Which means if we do that things on our own, then what would occur? Like what would happen after that was, we will then have to wake up earlier. We will then have to sit up late. We will then have to do things. Your mind will then start working overtime. What is the next step from now? What am I going to do next to maintain this? Mm. What am I going to do next to make this happen? You will start getting stressed out, worried. You will start thinking things that you're not supposed to think.
So
you will
true.
Start doing things that you're not supposed to do. That is when you do things out of self.
Mm.
But when you do things in the will of God, God will sustain and God will maintain.
Wow.
The Bible says there, the blessing of the Lord make it rich and it adds no sorrow. So that three principles I have applied in my family's life for the last couple of months in this pandemic is that God will sustain and God will maintain. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and it adds no sorrow. So if it's not of God, and obviously if it's not of God, it won't bring a blessing. It won't bring a blessing. Anything not of God is basically a sin. That's what the Bible says. Anything not of God is a sin.
Yes.
And I don't want anything in my business not of God. I want everything that's happening in my business of God. Even if it comes to the place where I know that, okay, there's no business coming in this week, I'm still going to depend on God because I know that His word says that He will never leave me nor forsake me, that He will never see the righteous begging for bread.
Amen.
That sort of a thing, you know what I mean? So, and also the Bible says that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And still to this very day, I still have to submit myself to the obedience of God. Because I need to show willingness, God, that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to remain pure and to remain holy and to remain your righteous son in this very day and time. And like as you can see today, what's happening in South Africa,
yeah.
Looting taking place, people stealing, people doing things that is not of God because they're leaning onto the arm of the flesh. And all we can do as small business owners or big business owners, we can only trust in God.
Mm. So true.
I
would just like to say that I think you've given the audience such great advice, and the fact that you live through it and show that it really is true is very beautiful. And I love that you're not just saying things that you don't believe in. You practice what you preach. So I'd like to thank you for giving the listeners that advice, and just thank you for being on the show, because it has been a very insightful show just to see how you have not only heeded the call of God to start this business, but then also in how you take the practices that God gives us and you implement it in your life and business. And I think everyone who's listened has learned something very valuable from this interview. So I'd just like to ask you very lastly, if there are any social media handles that we can find Cairo Blinds on, because this is something I would like to follow.
I have a Facebook page called Cairo Blinds. I have a Facebook page, Cairo's Blinds, yeah. That's basically, and then I'm on Instagram as well, Cairo's Blind.
Thank you very much for such a credible and inspirational interview.
Yeah. No, thank you for the invite as well and for having me. And also, I'd just like to add this short note as well. It's not easy being a business owner as well. It's not easy running a small business, even as a big business, you know.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, we have to look to Jesus, which is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
And yes, the Bible says faith without action is dead.
Mm.
So there will come days where it might seem dry. There might come days where it seems that there's no rain coming to the land. That as long as you hold on to the promises of God, He will make sure that you have more than enough to carry you, not just for the next season, but for generations to come. Because I believe we're living in a time and a season where it's not just a moment, but God wants to establish his kingdom here on earth. The Bible says, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So
Amen.
We will always have our daily bread. We will have more than enough. And I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus fed the 5,000. The bread and the fish wasn't blessed in Jesus' hands. It was blessed in the disciples' hands. So whatever you have in your hands, I pray that God will bless it. God will bless it so that it will multiply in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Fagan. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Bless you, my sister. Thank you for having me.
Bless you too, sir. Now, welcome to the Bible fact, the section of the show, which is quite interesting. And I have quite an interesting fact for you guys, one that I learned myself quite recently. So now we're going to be talking about the biblical description of the cherubim. Now, they are a kind of heavenly being, aside from angels that reside in heaven. They are described as a collage of different heavenly beings that are a mixture of animals, and their appearance changes ever so often as they are actually a symbolic representation of God's creation. They tend to have wings or different animal parts, like the head of one animal and the body of another. They are the guardians of heaven, and for this reason, they are very intimidating, which is probably also another reason why they are made up of different animal parts, like... Imagine seeing two of the scariest animals you've ever seen just coming together.
Body of a bear, head of a lion.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going into that area. God was onto something with that one. They are said to always be singing God's praises, and this is described in Isaiah as he literally saw one of them. I don't know how he managed to see them and not run away like screaming, but he is quite a... He's a brave man. They are first seen for the very first time in the Bible, outside the Garden of Eden, where God resided. And he was keeping the humans out at that point in time, I believe. For that time. And yeah, we're also going to talk about the biblical description of angels. Now, strangely enough, angels do not look anything like what we've come to, you know, consider them.
Associate with them.
Yes, they don't have wings.
They're not humans with like Pegasus wings stapled to them.
They really are not. I'm not going to go into the different descriptions of them, maybe at another week, because there are four main descriptions, I believe. But I feel like Amarain, she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
This is some revelation things.
Literally my favorite book. Now, angels are said...
I'm sorry, your favorite book...
Yes, it is.
...in our Holy Bible is Revelations.
Yes.
Not like Proverbs.
No.
The wisdom of Solomon. I don't remember what it's called in English.
Ecclesiastics?
Oh, I
think it's that one.
I did these in Afrikaans, dudes. Not like a gospel. It's Revelation. I mean, Revelations is very interesting.
Yeah, that's
what I love
about
it.
I got to
learn Zoe better today.
Yes, I think your favorite Bible book tells you a lot about the person. But yeah, they're said to not have wings. They have various descriptions that are very terrifying. They are said to be images of God's power, and they only appear in the Bible whenever they're performing God's actions or things he wants them to do, providing messages. And yeah, they are very different from what we in pop culture see them, both the cherubim and the angels. So yeah, that's this week's Bible fact for you guys. You can use this on someone who is trying to call you an angel.
Not the best pet name.
It really isn't anymore, or even a cherubim. We've just redefined some relationships, you guys. But yeah, let's go on straight into the happy health tip.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
All right, now it is time for the happy health tip. I'll be taking it over from Inga this week since she's not here. So the first thing is keep stress in check. The researchers suspect that stress increases the quantity of sebum, which is the oily substance that blocks pores. This, in turn, leads to greater acne severity, allegedly. Keep moisture in the skin. Skin moisturizers keep the top layer of the skin cells hydrated and seal in moisture. Moisturizers often contain... Ooh, this is a tough word. Humectants?
Let me see. Humectants?
Do you have an idea?
I know.
It contains something to attract moisture, oculative agents to retain moisture in the skin, and emollients to smooth the spaces between the skin cells. Eat a healthy diet. Yes. What you eat is as important as the products that you put on your skin. Your diet could improve your skin health from the inside out. So a clear complexion begins with creating a healthy diet. And this includes drinking a lot of water.
So true.
Get your beauty sleep. Getting your beauty sleep will banish those dark circles around your eyes and improve your skin tone. And best of all, it is free. Keeping your skin healthy and young does not necessarily mean breaking the bank by purchasing expensive creams and lotions. By following these simple steps, you can make dull and lifeless skin glow.
Oh, that description is always so sad to me. But it's, skin can be dull and lifeless, especially if you don't take care of it. And sometimes taking care of it, that, like you said, literally... 2 seconds ago, taking care of your skin doesn't always mean using toners and essence and serum. Sometimes it just means getting enough sleep so you don't have bags, drinking enough water so your skin looks hydrated, like you said. Those little things go a long way.
And especially adapting your skincare routine to whichever climate you're in. Like if you're in the Karoo, you just have to bump up them moisturizers. Mm. Just have to drink more water because your skin does get ashy though.
Yes. Alternatively, if you go to a tropical place, you will not have to moisturize yourself as much. I was very surprised when we went back for the first time as a family to Nigeria. And, you know, it's very dry here in South Africa. So you're constantly creaming yourself to make sure you don't get ashy. But over there, like, it's so humid all the time. You rarely need to cream yourself.
All that moisture is in the air.
Exactly. Exactly. Love that. That was a very lovely tip. I love ones that have to do with like beauty as well as your health. A double-edged sword, but in the best way. So yeah, let's just listen to this fun song and end the show. It's going to be a good one. And just like that, we have come to the bottom of the hour, the end of our show. We are almost at 8 o'clock.
Can't believe it. Once again, we're here at the end.
Right. But I guess with everything that we've done in the show, it's been quite a fun show, from Fagan to the financial flourishing tip, which was very good, to the interesting happy health tip, to the biblical evidence that we had early on. It's been quite a fun show, actually.
Oh, I've had a good time. I mean, I really enjoyed the interview. It was very inspirational.
Yes, it really was. He had so much to give that I'm very appreciative of, that we got to receive. It's always fun when he's on the show. But yes, this has been quite a fun show. I almost don't want to say goodbye, but next week we're going to have something just as fun for you guys. Please tune in for that one as well. Yeah, this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.